Welcome to Lacrosse and Sport, the show for the fastest game on 2 feet. Brought to you by Vieira Lacrosse and Sport, Central Florida's premier center for the finest lacrosse equipment, apparel, and training. Now, here are your hosts, Roger Welton and Steve Jordan.
Hello, Lax lovers, and welcome back to another edition of Lacrosse and Sport. I'm one of your co-hosts, Roger Welton, coming to you from my pal in California. How you doing there, Steve?
Doing great, Rog. It's feeling like springtime, even here. So I'm excited. Lacrosse season always comes with spring, so even more the merrier.
Yeah, well, here in Florida, lacrosse season starts a heck of a lot earlier than it does for you guys. We are very, very fortunate tonight to have Coach Ryan McAlevey of our local Division II college program, Florida Tech University, men's lacrosse. Welcome to the program, Coach Ryan Mack. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing? Thanks for having me.
Doing very well, and I thank you very much for coming on. It's always a pleasure to talk to you, and we're very, very fortunate to have a Division II program right in our backyard. And this Friday, we're very excited. You are actually hosting our youth club for Vieira night, and our little guys are going to be scrimmaging on your stadium at halftime.
The Vieira Vipers. We can't wait to get you guys out.
Yeah. We love it. We're a club that's 250 kids strong at this point, and hopefully we're going to get a really good turnout for you. You're playing St. Leo's, correct?
That's awesome. Yes, it's second conference game of the season at St. Leo, and it's always, you know, the thing about the conference is every game's a battle, so it should be a good game Friday night.
Very, very exciting. Steve, got anything for Coach Ryan?
Coach, I mean, you know, knowing that you're going into this rival, what are some of the preparations that you've taken this week with the players to prepare for the game?
Without giving up too much, obviously.
That's true.
Well, yeah, I don't have my playbook open right now, so we're good right now. But, you know, just the biggest thing is no matter what happens and you know, no matter what we watch on tape, we have to understand that, you know, tape lies sometimes. Because sometimes, you know, the film is deceiving and guys are so much better in real life than they are on tape. And, you know, just keeping these guys focused. And like I said earlier, we've got a lot of young kids on our team. You know, we had a large graduating class and we brought in a lot of freshmen. So getting these kids acclimated and kind of into the culture of what our conference is all about and just, you know, getting them focused on, all right, we had our non-conference, you know, schedule, and that was to get you ready for this, which is, you know, what we consider our championship season. So it's just the mindset, you know, getting these guys mentally prepared as well as physically, but mentally is you know, it's ready for war.
And how prepared are you, Coach?
Well, I think we're ready to go. You know, I'll let you know, you know, Saturday morning how well we prepared we are. But you know, we've gone through some growing pains this year. We've battled with trying to find our identity. You know, different matchups as far as who to run with who, and you know, I think we've kind of figured it out and. Without going into too much, I'm excited.
Excellent. Now, you had mentioned briefly when we were having our pre-show conversation that you're starting seven freshmen this year. Is that correct?
Well, we have 7 to 9 freshmen that are actively playing throughout the game. Right now, we have one. I mean, we're probably starting three freshmen. Yeah. But there are a lot of freshmen playing, and. It's you know, like training, you know, it's like housebreaking a puppy.
So, yes. So I played for Montclair State, you know, Montclair State is, and I started as a freshman. I was one of three freshman starters, and the other
there
teams caught on
to three freshmen on the team.
Yeah, that's right, Steve. So I remember first three games went very well. The coach had a game plan to protect us, like I'm sure you have for your guys' event. You know, he kind of put us on the field in the right situations at the right time, but the other teams caught on, especially the intra-conference ones, and they knew who the freshmen were. And I remember I reached a point where playing Drew University, and every time I touched the ball, I was double-teamed. Uh-huh. And, of course, as a freshman, you know, you're on the big stage, you panic. Yes. and you know, I don't want to talk badly about my coach. May he rest in peace. He's no longer with us, but he didn't adjust for it. And so every one of us freshmen touched the ball, we got an instant double team, and he didn't make the adjustments, and we lost a tough one. Are you running into that stuff like that this year?
Well, our goal is to play so many freshmen that you can't double them. Well, we've kind of put our guys through the fire. We've played a very strong out-of-conference schedule. So, we played Limestone 2 weeks ago, and Limestone is the two-time defending national champions. They've been number one. I mean, they lost one game in 2 years.
Wow.
And they are averaging, 19, 20 goals a game. It's pretty impressive. But, we've played quite a few top 10 teams, and it's kind of trial by fire. I don't necessarily think that I'm protecting them, because I want them to learn, and they're learning through their mistakes. They are making mistakes, and we understand that they are young. So we're not as hard on them as, let's say, some of the upperclassmen. And, hopefully going into the conference schedule that they've were able to figure it out, because we're counting on them.
I remember one of the first days of we had our initial team meeting. I'm a freshman, looking around, and my friend Rich was with me. He's on the team as well. And we're looking around, and one of the first things that hit me was, there's nothing but men in here.
Right.
These are very large men. They all have lots of facial hair, and some of them are 6'3", 6'5". You're looking, it's daunting. It really is, and it's very humbling in a very quick way. Mm-hmm. So kudos to your success in, having to play that many freshmen, and very tough schedule at that.
Yes.
And Coach, we have a big majority of our listeners, the high school and seniors soon to be graduating and hopefully going to play in college. If you can give these listeners a piece of advice on how to come into the school year, the season, freshmen, to be able to be successful, how and what would you say to them?
As far as graduating seniors going into their freshman year in college?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the biggest thing is, just go in there and become a sponge. Don't go in and think that you know everything, because you don't. No matter how good you are in high school, you're now, your pedestal has been kicked out from underneath you, and you're starting from the bottom up. So, go in there, embrace everything that the team is doing, embrace the coaches, embrace the players, embrace the culture of the program. Don't go against the grain, because you're just going to make it harder for yourself, And also, what I would also strongly recommend is go into the fall physically prepared to be able to play. Don't start running 2 weeks before school starts. As soon as your spring season ends, get with your coach and get a strength and conditioning program for the summer and work harder than that program states. Because if you go into that fall and you're out of shape, you're going to get it from your strength coach to the coaches to the players. So that's something that I would definitely – and we push that on all our freshmen and let them know.
Speaking of incoming freshmen, I have great pride in knowing that a former player of mine, Kyle Forbes, has committed to FIT. Mm-hmm. He's a phenomenal goalie. We used to call him the Iron Curtain when he was in seventh grade. He played for me on my U15 team when he was a Viper. And do you know how he started? Did he ever talk to you about that, Coach Matt?
No, I don't.
So Kyle was an attackman. Uh-huh. Steve, you know Kyle. He's also a very gifted stick stringer, and he worked at the store that Steve and I co-own, and he could string anything. And so, that's a good asset to your team there. He strings goalie sticks. He can even do girl sticks. At any rate, he started as an attackman, and our the program was pretty new back then. Mm-hmm. And finding someone to play goal was tough. But this kid, volunteered, and kudos to him. But he had the flu. And I'm like, guys, I need a goalie. Somebody, anybody. It's like 10 minutes before game time, I find out our regular camera's not going to show. And I say, please. So Kyle says, I'll do it. So in comes Kyle. We're playing Lake Highland Prep. Not Lake Highland Prep, but the feeder for them, Braveheart. Mm-hmm. They're the feeder for Lake Highland Prep High School, and you know how good they are.
Yep.
So Braveheart's just as good. And Kyle must have had over 20 saves. And wow. I just you know, talked to him afterwards. They said, look, you're a decent attackman. You may want to think about a career change because you're a really good goalie. If you have the stones to stay in there, and, you know, because he got shelled that game.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, yeah, it wasn't so bad. So next thing you know, you got a career goalie. And I'm just, it couldn't make me happier that he's playing for FIT. Phenomenal program that you're building and the academics, you know, for that boy. I'm just so happy for him.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, it's nice to have a local product in. And the thing about Kyle is, you know, we were a little nervous coming in because goalie is, you know, look, goalie is a crazy position in my eyes, you know. And so not everybody can do it. And the thing that really put us over the edge is the fact that he went up to Maryland and got on the Chesapeake Rock, which is one of the top club programs in the country, and we were able to see him against some of the top talent.
Right.
So that kind of really – and we recruit a lot from that club, and I saw a lot of our recruits, and then I kept saying, you know, to Coach Penn, I said, man, Kyle looks good. Kyle's playing really good. And every game I found myself at least one point saying that.
Yeah.
And then, you know, by the end of the summer, you know, we just – you know, got into conversation and we were advising him, you know, throughout the process on colleges and what to look at and this and that. And then he just got to the point where he was like, Coach, I don't want to go anywhere. I just want to come play for you guys. And,
yeah.
You know, then it took a serious turn and we were like, all right, let's give this a try. The thing that scares me about Kyle is he's about, you know, 95 pounds. And, you know, we've got guys that shoot 95 miles an hour. So we've working on beefing that boy up. But I think that the more he hangs out with me in the cafeteria, the more comfortable I feel.
Well, I'll get my paws on him as well this summer when I come out there for the camp. Hopefully I'll be able to see him if mm-hmm. he's there and give him a couple pieces of advice. And Kyle, if you're listening, email me at steve@stevejordan.com. I'll give you the latest and greatest in health and fitness and performance so that you can succeed over there at FIT.
That's awesome.
That's phenomenal. So Coach Mack, at what point as you're transitioning through summer, at what point NCAA's got regulations, at what point do you start working out with your team?
Well, we can't do anything with our team over the summer. So they just and pretty much, you know what, I don't want to do anything with them.
Right.
You know, we spend a lot of time pretty much from the first day that they step on campus until May, you know, so we're with them. So it's kind of a break for me and a break for them. And, you know, I want them to be kids. You know, some, you know, a lot of programs, they want their guys to – you know, do everything humanly possible to become monsters over the summer. And we forget sometimes that they're 18, 19, 20 year old kids and they have to, you know, enjoy themselves.
Sure.
Now I do, you know, we do have them in strength and conditioning programs. I do try to tell them to play as much lacrosse as they possibly can, but it's okay if they don't, because we play enough lacrosse during the year where we'll be able to catch them up to speed. So, during the summer, we can't really do anything with them. I mean, I shoot them text messages and, you know, check in and see how everybody's doing. But, you know, it's at a minimum. And then sometimes I'll see them at tournaments, you know, out recruiting. If they get wind that we're going to be in town, they'll stop by and hang out and we'll have lunch or something. But, you know, we've got a very tight-knit group. So, you know, I love my guys and I think I'd like to think that they feel the same about me. And, you know, but I like to give them their space during the summer.
Well, I know for Kyle, the biggest deciding factor ultimately was the coaching. He felt the most comfortable with you guys. I've known him a long time, and he's a phenomenal kid. I know he'll give your scent.
That's awesome. Well, we're looking forward to it.
That's great.
Steve. Coach, on a side note, you know, the season is full in swing right now. Who do you like to see or who do you see in the finals in Division I right now?
Well, you know what? That's crazy. A lot of people ask me a lot of questions, but honestly, I don't really follow any team except for Florida Tech, you know. So I'm so engulfed in what I'm doing. But, Denver just suffered a loss to Penn State the other day. I do think that they have so much talent. I think that they have a really good shot of repeating. You know, Syracuse is really hot, but Yale is just unbelievable right now. I mean, they're undefeated. I think they're 11-0 right now. So it's, you know, the beauty of our sport is that there's so much parity and anybody can beat anybody on a given day. And, you know, it goes to show with Richmond beating Duke this year.
That was incredible.
You know, yeah. And then you have Air Force beating Duke. Right. And then all of a sudden you have Duke beating Syracuse. You know, Syracuse was, I think, number 3 in the country at the time. So it's you could pretty much turn on any Division I game and get your popcorn out, and it's going to be a battle.
Nice. That's phenomenal. I remember as players, we followed, but we didn't follow Division I either. Montclair State's D3, but we followed mostly March Madness basketball. Uh-huh. That was our biggest interest, like on the road trips in the hotels. Yeah. You know, following March Madness, did you do any brackets this year?
I did not. Again, it's you know, because we had such a young team, yeah. I've actually worked harder than I've ever worked to try to figure things out more to get these guys flowing. So I haven't had the luxury of doing any many March Madness polls. But now that I know what the Final Four is, you know, I'll tell you one thing: Syracuse in that 2-3 zone really impressed the other night. And you got to go with North Carolina. Yeah. I know Oklahoma's kind of the hot team. I don't really know anything about them, but, you know, my wife is a huge North Carolina fan, and I know better than to root for any other team.
I'm sure when she listens, she'll appreciate that. Steve, any thoughts on the Final Four?
Yeah, you know, I think Syracuse is definitely favored over North Carolina. You know, I don't know, one or the other. I have Syracuse because of our coaches. Coach Brian that comes down and helps us out. And then also, you know, North Carolina is just a powerhouse. I love just seeing them play. I mean, they've got that. I think he's a freshman, right? If I'm not mistaken, who's the guy, point guard?
I don't know.
I don't know who he is, but he's incredible. And I'm glad that Maryland made it to the Sweet 16 for the first time in 8-9 years. So that was great.
Always a sneak in Maryland. Maryland, Maryland, Maryland.
Yeah, Maryland, man. Maryland. No, you started off with your Montclair State, so
that's right. That's right.
Chime in there. But we're representing everybody. But it's always great to see the Final Four and to see that level of play, you know, and be able to learn from it, you know, just watching how, like you said, Coach, that, you know, it really is anybody's game. It's not. You know, what Yogi Berra said, it's 90%, you know, mental, right?
98% half mental.
Yeah, and it's so true at that level. You know, everybody's got the same skill level for the most part. It's who comes to that game wanting to win more.
Absolutely.
And I wish you guys the very best on Saturday or Sunday?
Friday night.
Yes. And I hope you guys come in mentally prepared for that game. I'm sure you will. Mm-hmm.
I hope so, too.
Well, you're going to have a big cheering section, Coach. You know, my 7-year-old son plays in the U9 division. That's what I coach now. Back when Kyle played, my son was a little baby. He's a little, little infant crawling around the field. But now he's in the club in 7. And so it's exciting that we actually have two teams at U9. We have a green and white team. We got 28 kids. So we're going to have a nice, robust scrimmage for you at halftime. But we're all going to be cheering for you. Going to be blasted all over Facebook, Twitter, and all that. So
awesome.
we're fully behind you and wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Awesome. That's great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on. Any final parting thoughts there, Steve?
No, just thanks again for your time. Wish you the best of luck in this game Friday and the rest of the season.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
All right. Let's make this a tradition. Let's try to do this at least once every season.
Sure. That sounds good.
All right, gentlemen. Be well. All right, take care, everybody.
Good night.